Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The Raiders, it happened. These are pro sports, folks, so things are going to happen here. And something uncomfortable will happen with the Golden State Warriors later on. It could be with Paz, could be with Moody. Who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? But something will go down because I don't think this is going to be the final roster. By the way, last night the Warriors and Mavericks combined for 48 threes. That is the most in a game in NBA history. In the first half, they combined for 30 first half threes, the most made in any half in NBA history. The Warriors and Mavs each had 23 or more assists in the first half, a first in league history dating back to 97-98 when play-by-play was first tracked. So, it was an offensive explosion.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Last night, an offensive eruption. I just want to use eruption. That's all.
Yeah, I just keep trying to like, I've been waffled back and forth on this and I'm going around and I'm not in for an old man core, like one last run. Like LeBron is obviously was someone I wanted last year. I feel like that ship has sailed. And I just, when I see the Jimmy Butler name in particular, I don't like that deal at all. I don't like that deal. I'm out on that deal. I do believe at times in life you do have to shake it up for the sake of shaking it up. I don't know if I'm necessarily there with the team currently.
Well, let me ask you this, because Steiny made a great point last week.
I'm very perplexed.
Steiny made a great point last week. And it's ever since they signed Kevin Durant, Steiny's been on this one. This is his little go-to. But and I subscribe to it. And I'm with them 100% on this notion that the Warriors now view themselves as if they are an L.A. Laker, a Boston Celtic, one of their premier teams in the league, to where they had to swing big for star power.
Okay.
Star power, because they understand it's not only sports, but it's also entertainment. And what do the casuals like? They love stars. We all love stars. Star player. Let's get a star. I don't necessarily think you need a star on this roster, but can you get some ancillary pieces that fit next to what you want to do with Steph and Dre? But Steiny's been on this. Ever since they signed Kevin Durant, they put themselves in that category. When you net one of the best free agents in the history of pro sports in North America, you got Tom Brady, you got Kevin Durant. They're right there. LeBron James going from Cleveland to Miami and then back to Cleveland. You are viewed on that level. So when you talk about making trades, that's something the Lakers would do. That's something the New York Knicks would do, right? Now, is it smart? That's another argument. That's another conversation. I'm with you. I personally don't want Jimmy Butler. I would understand the vision if you did bring in Jimmy Butler, another guy at the end of the game who could finish, who could get to the foul line, make his free throws, set good screens, play good perimeter defense. But I'm not willing to mortgage everything for Jimmy Butler. I'm with you on that one. I'm with you. But also with this roster at 14-11, even with the addition of Dennis Schroeder, are they good enough to get in the top six? Are they good enough to get into a playoff series?
Well, at one point in time, I thought yes. And then in the last whatever month it's been, no. Something's
got to shake.
But I also don't think they're, like, for example, like adding a Cam Johnson. I don't think they're a Cam Johnson away. Now, I would still like to see them get a big. Like, if you just told me, Joe, this is the team that they have.
Cam Johnson would be a nice fit. For what the Warriors want to do with this roster, he might be a better fit on this roster than Jonathan Kuminga.
Okay, but does that catapult them into the top six? I don't know.
It might because you can maximize Cam Johnson as a 3-and-D guy who's going to hit the wide open shot, and you can play him, you know, next to Draymond, or you can play him next to Andrew Wiggins with his size and length. So on this roster, although J.K. maybe has the bigger ceiling, and he could be a far more better player than Cam Johnson, say 2 to 3 years down the road. For what Kerr is trying to do with this roster, Cam Johnson may be the better fit right now. And I'm not trying to disrespect Kuminga whatsoever. I'm not trying to do that whatsoever. But on this roster, Cam Johnson may be the better fit.
Yeah, okay. Is that enough of a difference maker? See, I don't think to get into the top six, yes. Okay.
Yes.
I still have my doubts then. Because you got an older core, right? And a bunch of guys that, you know, have got to stay healthy and play synergy basketball moving forward. I still think that they have certain issues when it comes to their bigs. We'll see about Schroeder. I really do like Schroeder as an acquisition.
Well, think about this. If you got Steph getting double and he's got the gravitational pull and you got Cam Johnson wide open in the corner, you feel a lot better about him shooting a good 3-point shot than you do JK, right?
Okay, yeah, shooting threes, yes, yeah. But the game is more than just...
I understand it's more than shooting threes, but with what they want to do offensively and defensively, weak side help or whatnot, and you look at the contract that he's making.
I just don't think they're good enough to be one of those teams.
I'm not trying to say Cam Johnson is going to catapult them to Western Conference contention. I'm just saying he may be a better fit with what Steve Kerr is trying to do, and that in itself could catapult them in the top six category. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to, and we'll pivot to the 49ers here in a second. Jay in Oakland. Jay, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? A couple points. I think you guys hit the nail on the head, man. I think when we look back in the last 3 or 4 years with this Warriors team, the big issue was roster construction. Like, if you look up and down a roster, you have so many players that game mirror each other. There's, like, it's kind of like one of those things where it's like jack of all trades, a master of none. Like, and I'm watching a game last night, and I thought to myself, and I'm not trying to be funny, but I thought to myself, like, what is Pod good at? Like, you know what I mean? And maybe, I mean, yesterday was a bad game for him, but I thought to myself, like, what is he good at? And I think that's the issue that plagues this team for the past couple of years, is that you really don't have any guys who bring unique abilities to the roster. You have guys who, like I say, games kind of mirror each other. Second point, And I'm just going to switch to the Niners real quick. And Bonte, I know you're into fashion, so I'm going to ask you a fashion question.
Not really, but.
have you ever like saw, like, not even a coworker, but saw somebody with a dress shirt or a tie, and you thought to yourself, man, that's a hideous dress shirt, that's a hideous tie, I would look right rocking that. And then years later, you open your closet and you see that same tie that you thought looked weird. That's the same issue as 49ers fans, bro. We collectively laughed at the Dallas Cowboys and a contract that they gave out to Dak Prescott. And it just don't sit well with me that we might do the same thing with Brock Purdy.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't know if they will.
I'm 100%
I don't know if they will, though. Until it happens, I'm going to reserve judgment on that. Until it happens. I don't know what John Lynch and Brock Marante are thinking. I know the owner came out and said he's going to reset the market, which is a huge, huge mistake. You don't do that. You don't put that out there and float it out there, because guys like us are going to come back to that quote every single month, every single week, every single day, every single year, and the agent will as well.
The agent's like, wait a minute, your owner said X, Y, and Z.
I think one thing that's happening with the Warriors is that you haven't heard much from Joe Lacob since the season started, have you? He didn't come in the studio this year.
No. What? He did prop up Pajemski and say he could have been a...
That was in July. And I'll tell you, during the season.
It's probably best to stay quiet.
He usually joins us every single year at NBC Sports Bay Area to start the season. Didn't do that this year. He's kind of laying low at a cut. He's got the beard growing out, and he's laying low at a cut. He's staying quiet.
Well, he...
Dunleavy is cooking. He makes a trade for Schroeder. So he realizes that, you know what, let me sit back before I start saying, because, you know, now guys like us are coming back around saying, somebody just, I think it was David Taylor at NBC just sent me the quote or the video of him in Summer League saying, we believe we have a future all-star in Brandon Pajemski.
It's really hard to be an all-star.
It wasn't so long ago that there was a lot of fans who wanted Pajemski to play ahead of Klay Thompson last season. And I get it. I get where the dynamics was. But boy, what a difference of 6 months to make. And I'm pulling for Pods. I like the kid, man. I really like Pods. I do. I like him personally. But emotions, you got to take away emotions. Right now, my emotions, as I take them away, and they're subsided when it comes to Pods, he's having a sophomore slump, and he's pressing. Well, and you can see it all over his face.
Your point about emotions, I think that's what I feel like is fueling these Jimmy Butler style rumors when it comes to the Warriors. We have to do whatever we can to try to be back, you know, with Steph, because we've only got this little window. And I, instead of being pragmatic about it, which is like, it just might not be our time right now, but we should still continue to build for the future. The best way to find a star in the NBA is to draft and develop them. Mm-hmm. That's what we all agree. But they've had a difficult time doing that. So what's the next best way? Let's try to make a trade for one. And we know that in those situations, you do have to pay a lot.
Yep.
You know, and so I don't know how many teams are giving up the type of star that the Warrior fans or that we all believe doesn't have any of the negative flaws. They're all going to have anyone on the block right now is coming with major risks or major flags, either health, age, contract. There's something, attitude. There's always an issue. Yep. There's a reason why these stars become available.
Let's go to, I'm going to play the Steve Kerr cut before I get to Leroy, because I think I'm going to lead Leroy right into something here. Here's what Steve Kerr said at practice about Kuminga at the four.
I can tell you that JK at the four makes way more sense to me. If we have Draymond at the four and either Trace or Loon at the five, which is, you know, what I want to do, Draymond is at his best at the four. He is, I think, the world's best defender. And when you put him at the four, he can do everything. If you put him at the five, he's got to take on a huge responsibility. You could see it the other night, you know, having to guard Şengün the entire game down on the block. That takes a lot out of him. And then at the other end, he's the fulcrum of the offense as the, you know, the five man in the way we play out of our delay actions. And, you know, he's at the top. It's a lot. It's a lot of responsibility. I think having Draymond at the four and either Trace or Loon at the five is our best bet to have a consistently good two-way team. But that's tricky because, you know, it negates, you know, some of the minutes for other guys at other positions.
So that's Steve Kerr. And I just mentioned how Joe Lacob hasn't been talking much. Well, Tim Kawakami, Odyssey partner, Plus Minus podcast, just released it at 7:04. Shout out to the 510 for giving me the tip here on the Comcast Business Text Line. A quick TK show check-in with Warriors under Joe Lacob on the urgency of this season, Kuminga, Schroeder, the Valkyries, and much more. So there you go. We'll be here from Uncle Joe in about an hour or two here on the Morning Roast. I love it.
It's just one of my beliefs in life is that when you're ridiculously desperate, you make really bad decisions. Just in life, right? Sometimes it works out for you. Most times it doesn't. And most times you end up regretting those things. And when I look at like the truly desperate situations in sports right now, I think the desperation move would be for the Warriors to sacrifice anything that they think is the current plus the future to go get another older guy to pair alongside Steph Curry. Now, are there times where you have to take a calculated risk? Of course. I don't think they get Andrew Wiggins without taking a calculated risk. And I think that's worked out, for the most part, pretty well for them in general. If I'm looking at the totality of the acquisition, the desperation part was on the front end. Oh, my God, Durant's leaving us. We need anything back in return for Durant. And thankfully, they got, you know, D'Angelo Russell. They tried to make it work. It didn't work. Let's pivot from that decision. I don't know if there's a pivot if you acquire a 35, 36-year-old Jimmy Butler. Like, you're kind of all in, and then it's like either the boat's going to sink or swim.
And we're not even mentioning who he is as the character. You already have Shooter, who's, you know, can be a pest. And he's got some jerk in him, which is okay. You know, shout out to Shelly Kim. She just had twins. A good friend of mine, went to Washington High School. She's got three kids now. Shelly, she's probably sleep deprived right now. But when I was struggling, trying to score dates and, you know, and I was single and I was like, man, why am I struggling? I'm a nice guy or whatnot. She kind of told me, she goes, Bonte, women, I don't care what they tell you about wanting nice guys or whatnot. We like to have a little jerk in you. You got to have a little jerk in you. You got to be a little prickly at times. You got to be able to put your foot down and be an a-hole. And that's, you know, Shooter in NBA locker rooms, from what I've heard, is he's got some a-hole in him.
So he's,
and maybe
that's right
something. That's something that the Warriors need, though. You need an edge. You need a guy who's going to stir the pot a little bit. You need an instigator. You can't play with a full. We hear it in football all the time. You can't have a bunch of choir boys. Hell, when the Giants won the World Series, they had guys with edge.
I mean, you see Dre Greenlaw did in that first half? Do you think he has edge?
No. Right,
absolutely.
The line is I believe Belichick and Parcells said, we want players with tremendous character, and then we want tremendous characters who can play.
Right.
As in, like, I don't care if you cross the line a little.
But can you play?
Yes.
And we can live with it because you're that great. So, Shooter, you know, from what I hear, he's got a little jerk in him, but you know what? The guy can play. And he's always been a menace towards the Warriors, which is why I was calling him Dennis a menace, because I remember he was playing against Steph. Like, man, he gets Steph's issues, whether it's with Atlanta, OKC, the LA Lakers. Shooter can play. So, you add somebody with some edge here, because you don't need quite. Shelly Kim, shout out to you, man, because you helped me out. But all of a sudden, she told me to be a jerk a little bit. All of a sudden, I started being this nice guy, and I was like, wow, I'm shooting with efficiency right now.
They were very desperate to get off of Wiseman, and they got GP2 back. And for that season, it didn't really, you know, didn't really work out for them. They got as far as they got. Like, GP2 was hurt, you know?
Yep.
They did the same thing with Jordan Poole. Like, out of desperation, they moved Jordan Poole to desperately get off that money, and they got Chris Paul back for 1 year, and they lost the slot. They lost the money. They didn't get anything out of that, right? I think we can all agree it was a net loss, just in general. So, like, all the moves in desperation have been, you know, ones that they've fallen short on.
No doubt. I do see some of the blowback on Pazzo, and I'm like, damn, you guys are hard of pods out there, man.
I mean, look at Brock Purdy right now. Purdy's agent comes out and tells Tom Pelissero something, and he went from everybody's favorite Christian to, oh my God, I can't believe this guy's trying to bend the Niners over.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.